Right. I grew up in a Christian home and went to Sunday school. I actually grew up on a farm just outside Henfield. In my early teens, I was staying with some elderly relatives and I fainted for the first time. I faint quite a lot now. And when I came round, they were looking at me. I thought I'd died and gone to hell because I thought that there were skulls looking at me. I screamed, which obviously didn't go down that well. And at that time, I thought I should have followed Jesus. But I still didn't actually. So I went to college, I went to CU. And then in 1988, I moved to Henfield and I started going to the Free Church in Henfield. And then over time, it wasn't a sudden revelation, but over time I began to see the truth of Jesus and accepted him as my Lord and Saviour, and I was baptised in July 1991. I got married after that, and then after, for various reasons, after my husband died, I went through quite a lot of anxieties. And then actually going on to what Dave said, I just now begin to realise just how much God loves us. He really loves us. I often say I could scream with love for my daughter Katie, but I know God wouldn't scream with us. And we know from John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, for whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And as we know, God wants this relationship with us because he loves us, and all of us who love our children, and he wants the best for us. If we do whatever's perhaps not according to what he wants us to do, he will chastise us in a nice way because he knows what's best for us. And I think if we just realise that God wants the very best for us because of that deep, deep love he has for us. And that's just why I love the prodigal son, because the father was waiting for the son to return, waiting for him to come back, and when he did, he just threw this party. And that's, I think, if everyone, I think it's for one of the city missions, that when someone becomes a Christian, they ring a bell, and it's because of that deep love God has for all of us. Thank you.